It's All Things Considered on KUT. I'm Matt Largie. On November 14, 1989, two men drove a pickup truck into the parking lot of a liquor store in Point Blank, Texas. Their names were Claude Jones and Danny Dixon. One man got out of the truck, went into the liquor store, and stole $900 out of the cash register. In the process, Alan Hilzendegger, the store's owner, was shot and killed.
That was the crime. The question that to this day remains pretty much unanswered is which man remained in the pickup truck and which man walked inside and committed the murder.
That's Dave Mann. He's a writer for the Texas Observer. This week, the Observer, along with the New York-based Innocence Project, released new DNA testing results that call into question the conviction of the man who was ultimately blamed. Dave Mann joined us to talk about the case of Claude Jones, who was executed for the murder in 2000.
There are two main pieces of evidence against Claude Jones. The first one is one of his accomplices testified against him. The problem is, in Texas, accomplice testimony can't be the sole basis for a conviction. So the prosecution needed some other corroborating evidence, and they turned to this single strand of hair that they found on the counter in the liquor store. They submitted it to DPS chemist for testing. He put it under a microscope. He looked at it. His microscopic analysis showed that it matched Claude Jones. So with the testimony from one of his accomplices and the forensic evidence on the hair matching Jones, that is what got him convicted.
By the time he was executed, though, the kind of DNA testing that was done just recently had become available, and he had asked for the hair to be tested, but it wasn't. Why not?
He requested a stay of execution from then-Governor Bush and from two Texas courts in order to get this DNA testing on the hair in an attempt to prove his innocence. Those requests were all denied. And in fact, we've gotten documents from the governor's office showing that then-Governor Bush was never even told that DNA testing was a possibility in this case. And the DNA tests were never done before his execution. In fact, they weren't done until 10 years later, until just this week, when we found out that the hair that was used to convict him actually belonged to the victim of the shooting.
So this is the only forensic evidence in the case, but there's witness testimony that links Claude Jones to the scene. His accomplice says that Claude Jones was the one who committed the murder. So this doesn't definitively clear Claude Jones in this case.
It doesn't definitively clear Claude Jones in this case, but we have an instance where had the DNA test matched the other person at the scene, Danny Dixon, then we would know that Jones was definitively innocent. But since it matched the victim, we can't say for certain who committed this shooting. But we do know that it does raise troubling questions because you've got a death penalty case that was largely based on a single piece of evidence, and that piece of evidence has now been undermined. And look, I mean, it's very possible, it's very likely that Claude Jones was going to prison for these robberies one way or the other. But there's a big difference between a 10 or 15 year prison term for robbery and being executed for murder. And that's the heart of this case, why there wasn't more care taken in the original trial, and especially why there wasn't more care taken post-conviction when Jones was fighting for his life, why these DNA tests weren't done to try to confirm his guilt. And I think we now know that had they been done, he likely would still be alive today.
Well, Dave, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dave Mann is a writer for the Texas Observer. You can find a link to his reporting on the Claude Jones case at our website, KUT.org. Matt Largie, KUT News.